Hello and welcome to the Miles to Memories podcast. I am your host for the day, Joe Chung. The MTM podcast team is a bit of a mess. I've had some last minute travel. Mark hasn't showered and Sean's under the weather, so he's not here today. But Mark, you are here, unkempt, but ready to talk.
Why are you putting my secrets out there, man?
Oh, well, you put my shirtless secrets out there last week, so you know I thought turnabout was fair play. So
True.
But yeah, we are here to record the podcast. Before we get started, we just wanted to remind you that we would love it if you could support us by subscribing anywhere that you find podcasts or checking us out on mtmpodcast.com. And if you're enjoying the podcast, please leave us a positive review on your favorite podcast platform. All right, Mark, how's everything going today? Both of us.
Well, not great.
We're a little ornery today, so
I'm ready for the weekend. The funny thing is, my kids are at the in-laws, so it should be like a great week, but it hasn't been going so great, I guess. I don't know. And it doesn't feel like I have any more time, even though you're always like, man, if the kids just weren't home, I'd get a whole bunch more stuff done, but I'm able to get stuff done. And then, do you find yourself whenever, like, your kids are with somebody else, or, you know, it's just you and Jess at home, where you're like, oh, if the kids weren't home, we could go out to dinner and do all this fun stuff. And then when the kids aren't home, you're like, should we just order a pizza and, like, lay on the couch and watch TV and just enjoy the silence? Like, that was our debate last night. We ended up going out. We were out till like, 10:30. We went and had some drinks, and then we went and got dinner. And we got served at like 9:30 or whatever. So we got home at 10:30 or whatever. And my wife's like, I feel horrible today.
Going out is like so much work.
Yeah. And then it always takes like 45 minutes to decide on a place. Even though you drive by a place with the kids, you're like, oh, next time we don't have the kids, we should go there. And then you're like, well, do you want to go there? Not really. You know, let's go here. It takes 45 minutes to pick a place. And then you got to get dressed. And I don't know, man. Pizza and Netflix is the way to go.
And chill. Yeah, I find that, like, when the kids aren't around, my brain just shuts off. Because, like, when the kids are around, you're in, like, hyper-focused mode, and you're, like, trying to meet their physical and emotional needs, and you're always on. And so when they're gone, it's just, like, you know, my body shuts down and doesn't want to do anything.
Yeah, 100%. Like, you just, I mean, I guess your brain kind of needs that break. Like, you just want to enjoy the break and relax. But you also, you know you're going to regret it as soon as you get the kids back and be like, why didn't we do more? Kind of like, when you look back in your 20s and you're like, why'd we spend like a weekend just taking a nap and doing yard work? Why weren't we going somewhere doing something? So
I never regret taking naps, but yes, yard work, always a regret. Just let that thing overgrow, baby.
No, like, just think like all the stuff. You're like, man, if I was 25 again with no kids, I would just go somewhere every weekend, even though you know you wouldn't.
People are like, oh, I should have traveled more in my 20s. And I guess I feel that in a theoretical sense, but I also feel like I traveled enough. You know, I went away like maybe twice a year or something. I don't think I could have handled that much more, but maybe that's just old man Joe talking. Who knows?
I mean, I was working like 6 days a week most of the time because my job sucked. So I was just exhausted most days. So, you know, just any day off was like, I'm just going to lay around and relax. But you're like, man, you should have used that testosterone you used to have and go and get some done.
Yes, get some bleep done. Well, let's get some bleep done today on this podcast. We just got some random topics to talk about today. The first is something, you know, there's this article that Benji wrote, the Amex card you probably don't know about and why you may want it. And I was reading through this article and I have never heard of this thing. So Mark, tell us about this Bread Cashback Amex.
I got back from vacation and Benji sent this to me and I was like, I hadn't really heard of it either. So I came up with that title and Benji's like, oh, right off vacation, you're good. And then as soon as it went live, I said, I messed up, Benji. It should have said, here's the best thing since sliced bread. Hey-o.
Oh my gosh, Mark, you you missed you.
I know, that would have been amazing.
Like, this is your one chance, one opportunity, 8 Mile, and you blew it.
I know. It could have been so good, but oh well. It is, the title is true. Like, so it's a 2% cashback card on all purchases, and it's one of those weird Amex cards, kind of like the U.S. Bank FlexPerks Amex and Wells Fargo back in the day and stuff, where it's on Amex, their network, it has Amex on it, so you think it's an Amex card, but it's not issued by Amex. So the cool thing with that is it works for certain things. Like, you still get Amex offers, but one reason people might want to get this, and it's a 2% cashback card. There's no limit, unlike, you know, the Blue Business Cash or Blue Business Plus, where there's a 50K limit. So it's unlimited, kind of like a city double cash, which is cool. It doesn't have a sign-up bonus, which people will be like, well, I'm not going to consider it. But Benji makes the case, you know, if you have a Serve card, you can load $1,000 a month. And it used to be able to work with any Amex card. And then a couple years back, they took it away where you didn't earn any points. You could still do the load, but you didn't earn any points. So it's kind of useless. But these quasi Amex cards where it's like US. Do you like how I use that, Joe? That's good.
Very nice. Very nice.
So the cool thing is you can use this to load your Serve card if you have like a green Serve card. So $1,000 a month, that's $20 a month in rewards you'll earn. And you can just transfer that money from Serve straight to your bank account and pay it off. So that's $23 a month, $240 a year. If you have a two-player system, there's $480 in free money every year, as long as this goes, which hopefully it goes for a while. So that alone could be a reason, you know, after a couple of years, that's like a sign-up bonus right there. It's also issued by Comenity. I don't know how to say that bank, but a little tiny crap bank.
That's right.
A little tiny crap bank. So, you know, you're getting away from the main banks and having something else there. And then, you know, a lot of people just want more 2% cashback bandwidth. So this is an option for that, too. So I thought it was really I love articles like this when you find something nobody else has really found or talked about and then find like cool ways to use it. So props to Benji for putting that out there. But yeah, definitely if you play around with Serve and you haven't been able to get the U.S. Bank Gold Amex, this is a good option. Which I have the gold Amex from way back when, but that only earns 1.5 times back for travel. So this is actually better than that for sure. But that one at least has a sign-up bonus.
Back in the day, everyone was, you know, way back in the day, everyone was all about the Fidelity Visa that gave you 2% cash back on everything. And I feel like this sounds like an equivalent, but with maybe more things that you can do if you do have a Serve card, although we'll be talking later about deals that are lost that we are most sad about. But yeah, the Fidelity Visa at 2% or, you know, 2% unlimited cashback is always good, especially, you know, if you can do that Serve thing where you're loading $1,000 a month or, you know, even if you just need a backup card to get 2% back on, especially for someone like Benji who loves that cashback.
Cashback, baby. Yeah. So I think it's something to definitely look at if you're not doing the Serve loads. Unless you've like maxed out everything else, I wouldn't really look at it. But if you are messing around with Serve or looking to get into Serve, which is good for doing loads and other stuff. But if you're looking to get into it, I definitely think it's something you should consider as a part of the play for sure.
Well, thanks again, Benji, for always finding the hidden deals. We appreciate that. Now, a deal that is less hidden is Capital One has launched a new card, the Spark Travel Elite Card, with a 250,000 exclamation point miles bonus if you spend $60,000 total on the card within, you know, the first 6 months. So Capital One has been seemingly slowly but surely rebranding or relaunching a bunch of new cards. What do you think of this new Spark Travel Elite card, Mark?
I mean, it's pretty similar to what they've launched with their other business cards because they've had the 250,000 point offer before, but it's kind of cool that this is a new one. The downside is you have to apply through a business manager, so you can't do it online yet. I don't know if in the future they're planning on allowing that. But the cool thing with that is you usually, you know, it's easier to get approved when you go through a business bank manager. So that kind of helps you out. But if you don't live near a branch, you might have to call and try to do it over the phone, or it just adds a layer of annoyance to it. So that might be a barrier of entry that's too high for some, but definitely something I think people are interested in. And people that had Capital One's usually very anti-recent credit inquiries. So, you know, you'll get denied for Venture and stuff. And I've heard some reports of people getting this that had got denied for other Capital One cards. So it might be a good option, and especially if you're a big spender, to get that and, you know, racking up all the points. 250,000 is a lot of cheese.
Yeah, so first question for you, business manager, does that mean you have to call someone or do you have to like actually go into a Capital One bank? Have you heard, you know, what the deal is with that?
I believe people have been able to do it over the phone, like call the bank and get it set up. But most people are probably just going to go in and sit down with a business manager, kind of like what you do when you sign up for like a business checking account. A lot of times you go sit with them, or if you did the Wells Fargo 1500. You had to go sit, and it'll take like an hour, I would imagine, or something crazy like that, because everything in the bank moves slowly. So just budget that time, maybe even set up a meeting and appointment ahead of time. But that's the info I've seen. You know, it's a newer thing, so we don't have a lot of data points on it.
And then do we know...
Wait, hold on a sec before you... You messed up your math.
What?
You added the 10,000 and the 50,000 together, but it's just you got to spend 10,000 the first 3 months and 50,000 the first 6 months. So I don't know if I'm going to correct that. Oh,
I didn't mess up my math. I messed up my understanding, okay? 10,000 plus 50,000 is 60,000. I just didn't understand.
But the first 10,000 is always included.
I don't know, man. I told you I'm ornery. Get off my back. All right. Well, now that we've fixed my math, my other question, which now I'm worried about going to be humiliated for, but Capital One, you know, like, so how, you know how, like, for ultimate rewards for Chase cards, if you have different ultimate rewards earning cards, if they're all in the same account, they kind of pool into one big pool. Do you know for Capital One miles and stuff like that, are Spark miles different from Venture miles, or are they all the same? They kind of pool if they're in your account. How does that work?
You should be able to pool them, I would imagine. I mean, until you get the card and mess with it. But I think, like, even some of the cashback cards, you can, if you set it up properly, and I forget the term, because I haven't had a Capital One card in forever, so I don't dig deeply into it. But I'm pretty sure that you can even combine, like, your cashback stuff with, turn it into miles, if you have, like, the Spark Cash and everything. I know there's some articles out there, and I'm sorry I didn't check that before. I wasn't expecting this question from Joe. Good question, okay. Joe.
What one thing the listeners don't know is that Mark's keyboard isn't working, so even if you want to look it up right now, he couldn't. But I looked it up. It looks like there are a bunch of articles about how to combine Capital One miles, how to share them with other people, so it looks like there's a lot of flexibility. So I guess my question was, are Spark miles and Venture miles, like, are they the same miles? And it does sound like that's what it is, so that's good to know. Because it's always annoying to have them all, especially because now Capital One, you can transfer to transfer partners, which you didn't used to be able to do. So if it was cash back, it was, you know, it was fine. Like, you can do it from different accounts. But now that you can transfer to the different transfer partners, it's good to know that you can combine them all together.
Yeah, because they have great transfer partners.
Well, notice I didn't name any of the transfer partners, but I was just saying theoretically.
You know, those Mikasa rentals are going to be booked up now because everybody's going to have 250K moving over to Wyndham, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Wyndham, the greatest transfer partner ever. All right, so that covers Capital One Spark. We have one more little news article here before we get to the meat of things, and that is that there are massive Resi Amex welcome offers on three cards. And I have to admit, like, I think I forget what Resi is. Is Resi the dining reservation thing? I don't know. I'm dumb, Mark. Enlighten me.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, they're the one of the how many different reservation things are there now? I feel like there's like a bajillion of them. But
big business. You know, people are going out again.
I wonder if they get money from the restaurants for doing the reservations, like how that all works. I know sometimes if it's a popular restaurant, you have to like guarantee the slot, but I don't know how Resi makes their money. But anyway, so these offers, you know, were around a while ago, and then they went away, and then they came back, and they even added one for the Blue Cash every day. So you got the Platinum card, 125,000 membership rewards points after 6,000 in spend in the first 6 months of card membership, which is nice that you get a little extra time. I think the public offer is like 120K, so it's already a little bit better than that. There are some refer a friend 150K offers, so you might prefer that instead of this. But this also comes with 10 times on eligible purchases at restaurants, up to 25,000. So there's another potential 250,000 points, which if you dine out a lot, and then some stuff codes online for dining that probably shouldn't. So that's another option. But yeah, if you can max this out, then you're looking at 375,000 points, a little bit more than that because of the 6K in spend. But yeah, so that's like an amazing offer. If you just want to get the 150K offer because you don't want to mess with restaurants, I understand that. Gold card is 75K after 4K in spend, and then you get 20% back as a statement credit on restaurant purchases, a maximum of 250 back. Pretty good offer, but we've seen like 90K, 100K personal gold offers out there, so not quite as good. And then the Blue Cash every day, earn $200 back after 2K in purchases in the first 6 months, and you get a 10% cashback statement credit. So, I mean, the unicorn of this is the Platinum card for sure. That's an insane offer. especially if you can maximize that whole 25,000. But remember back in the day when like finding a 100K platinum card was like people lost their mind over?
Yeah, I'm just thinking, like, these are such weird times. Like, why is Resi sponsoring or, you know, partnering with Amex to offer these different bonuses? That's weird. And, you know, like it says in the article, like, you sometimes can get referral links showing 150K platinum cards. So, you know, if you can get one of those, you know, the 10x on dining is great, but are you going to really spend $10,000 on dining? I don't know. Maybe if you actually have a business where you're like taking people out for steak and stuff, you will get to that number. But yeah.
Or if you just go to Disney for a week, bam, it's done.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to think. I think if you pay directly at the restaurants, it does go to restaurants. So yeah, you'll hit that 10K real quick in Disney.
It's 25K, Joe. 25K. 10 times 25K. We're really off on the numbers here.
This is an audio podcast, okay? I don't have the numbers floating in front of my head. I don't know when this Amex train is going, this gravy train is going to end, but I think we need to continue to take advantage of it while it's there, because it really does seem like they're just throwing bonuses left and right everywhere, whether it's, you know, referral bonuses or just random no lifetime language links that show up, or, you know, these random Resi ones, which I'm still, this is a weird partnership, but I mean,
yeah,
it's good for some of us.
I don't feel like Resi's like such a huge name that they should have this offer that's way better than even Amex's own personal offer. I don't know. Like, do you think Amex is covering this, or Resi's paying some of it? It's just so weird. Like, you would think Resi would have this on their site because they're getting a kickback from Amex, but yet it's a way better offer than Amex's offering on its own. So I don't understand the dynamics of this.
Maybe, I don't know. Sometimes these, I don't know if Resi's a startup or whatever, but maybe they just have all this startup money that they need to, you know, burn to look profitable. I don't know. What do I know about
the Uber way? Never make a profit in my life.
Yes. Yes. The Uber strategy. This looks like a good offer to great offer, depending on how well you use it. Now, there are a lot of great things that once existed that have now gone the way of the dodo. So we thought we would end this episode, which is going to be a shorter episode, sorry everyone, with some of the deals that we missed the most. So Mark wrote an article, and, you know, why don't you talk about the three deals that you wrote up in your article. Now, those three deals, are those the three deals you missed the most, or were they like kind of voted on? Because I know at the end of the article, there's a bunch of deals that a lot of people listed.
Yeah, the deals, the three that I listed were the ones I missed the most, and they weren't like the most profitable necessarily, or the had the highest limits or anything, just ones that I enjoyed or were extremely useful to me, and everybody's going to have their own. And this kind of came about after PayPal Key died, and our Facebook moderator posted like, hey, rest in peace, PayPal Key, a couple months ago. What was the deal you missed the most? And I had been meaning to write it up, and I just hadn't gotten around to it, but the three I missed the most were the eBay Target merry-go-round. Did you ever do this, Joe?
Yes, I did this. Did it with Disney gift cards, and that was... this is a huge RIP, because that was huge savings. Why don't you explain it, though?
Yeah, so the crazy thing with
eBay... So everyone can feel bad that I missed out on it.
Crazy thing with eBay, and I think this worked with Best Buy as well, because Best Buy sold gift cards on eBay, and then you could use Best Buy gift cards to buy gift cards too. But both of the are similar. I think Target was slightly better because of the red card. But so what you would do is eBay sold Target gift cards on the eBay site, often at like 10% off. And even if it wasn't 10% off, you could still do the deal. So it would stack, and you used to, whenever you bought gift cards, you used to earn portal payouts like Ebates back in the day, or Rakuten, and you would earn eBay bucks, which often would be up to like 10% back. So let's say you buy $300 in Target gift cards, you're getting, if the portal's 2% at the time, you know, you're getting $6 back there, you're getting 10% back in eBay bucks if they're running a promotion, so there's another $30. And you get these Target gift cards. Then you go to Target's site and you turn around and buy eBay gift cards with them. And if you have a red card, you'd get 5% off, even if you're using the gift cards to pay. So you get another $15 off there. You buy the eBay gift cards. Then you turn around and use the eBay gift cards to buy more Target gift cards. And you get the portal payout. You get the eBay bucks. And you get the Target gift cards potentially at a discount. If they're 10% off, there's another $30. Then you go back and cycle it again over and over and over. So you only... put the initial $300 or $270 in the pot, and you just keep churning it and churning it to get, you know, free eBay bucks, free portal cash back, and nothing, it cost you nothing. It was crazy. Like, I used to max out the $500 eBay bucks every quarter, and I said in the article, Christmas was always a good time because I would just buy a whole bunch of random crap off of eBay for free.
Yeah, I mean, this was like a, I mean, it was a ridiculous deal. You know, it was similar with the Disney gift cards. You just, it's kind of like, where does your end product go for the savings that you had? But, you know, back in the day, like, this was a way to save. And this is when Disney stuff did not cost as much. It was a way to save, like, a ton of money at Disney. So even non-travel hackers in the Disney community, but, like, Disney hackers had, like, learned this merry-go-round. So I still remember, you know, Vin is always on top of the shutdowns. And I remember the day that he posted that image of kids going around on a merry-go-round and then them all falling off at the same time. And I was like, oh, no. Oh, no.
Not the Disney, not the merry-go-round Disney. Yeah, so it went in, like, bits and pieces. Like, first they stopped paying out portals for gift card purchases. And then they stopped paying out eBay bucks. And then the Target still worked for a bit longer where you could buy gift cards with gift cards, and as well as you could get the 5% back from the red card while you were paying with a gift card. That died a little bit longer later. So it was also good when they had those Target 10% off sales each year, and people would go in with like 40 different credit cards and buy a ton, and then you could turn them into whatever you wanted by buying other gift cards with the Target gift cards. So Target used to be a lot of fun, and now it's just crap.
Now you just buy stuff that doesn't fit well, or toys. Yeah, that
now you just churn
last minute toys for birthday presents. That's why I go to Target these days.
Now you just churn the red card, debit card to get those $40 off coupons. That's like, that's what's left.
Yes, yes.
Speaking like, of Target,
$120 a year.
Yeah. Yes.
What's the next thing that died?
Target Redbird. You know, I guess we got a theme here, which is like Bluebird or Serve if you weren't around back then. But it was a like a Bluebird Serve card, but it was Target specific. And you could go in there and you just say, hey, I want to load $1,000 to my Target card. And they'd swipe that, and then you just, in the beginning, you just swipe a credit card or put the credit card in, and it paid $1,000, and then you could bill pay out of it, you could go to the ATM in Target and pull money out for free, or you could, you know, pay bills from your account or send checks. Like, there was a lot of ways to drain it. So it was free spend, and that went on for a couple months, and then it went to debit card only, which Visa gift cards and stuff like that worked for it. And most of the time, the cashiers didn't care. You'd be like, I need to load $200 cards. And they'd be like, okay, whatever. So it was a good way to buy stuff at like Office Depot and Staples, get five times. And I think it lasted like 9 months a year, something like that. Longer than I would have expected. But, you know, I know people got multiples of these and went kind of crazy with it. So big time spend.
Yeah, this definitely is on my list. I mean, it was just so easy to do it. And, you know, I could always stop by the Target Pizza Hut on the way out and get a personal pan pizza.
Yeah, so baby. I love me some breadsticks.
Yes, yes. So it was always a great deal. So I remember, like any of these deals, you know, you always have your favorite customer service agents because, like, they're the ones that you know, like, do it the best. And I remember there was this one lady that her nails were, like, 3 inches long, but she was, like, amazing at doing this. So every time I saw Freddy Krueger up in there, I knew that it was going to be a good Redbird day.
And then you have the ones that you know are going to give you a problem. You're like, oh, I guess I'm just going to grocery shop until she leaves.
Exactly, yeah. It's always, I don't know, it's always, teenagers are always the best.
Yeah.
Almost always. Unless it's like their first week and they're like still like want to make sure they do everything right. But, you know, once they get past the first few weeks of employment, they don't care. They'll help you do anything. Love you, teenagers.
Love you.
My kids become teenagers.
And keep the cheap employment.
Hate you, teenagers.
No, then you're going to be like, you need to go work at Walmart, and the other one, you need to go work at Target.
Yes. Well, not Target anymore. Thanks, yeah, Target. True.
No, but like just about, like, oh, go work at Kroger Money Center, please. Thank you. Like, we need somebody in each major city that is in miles and points. Just go take the hit for the team and go work at one of these places.
Yeah, I'm going to move to the Midwest when my kids are teenagers just so that they can work at Kroger for me.
And Meijer, yeah.
Yeah, one at Kroger, one at Meijer.
Perfect. There you go.
Great idea. All right, last one. Speedway points and Vanilla Visa. This, I know this has hurt you personally very recently.
Yeah, and it happened like right as gas went to through the roof. So there was for a while you were earning Speedway points on $500 vanilla Visa gift cards, and then you could earn like four times with the Amex Business Gold. So the points that you would earn was about $8, I think, around somewhere around $8-$9 you'd earn in points, and the fee was $6. So you're coming out like $3 in profit, and it would cover the fee. You get free gas, whatever, however you want to look at it, free spend for acquisition, or you get a little bit of free gas. And then they did a promo, I think it was like February, maybe something like that, where you got double points if you scanned your app. And it, so everybody was getting like $16 to $18 in points per card, which is insane. So some people racked up millions and millions of Speedway points in that time. And that kind of alerted Speedway to what was a little bit under the radar as like, oh, they were taking a loss, but maybe not enough to notice, to, whoa, what is going on here? Why are we shelling out all these points? So they ended up shutting off the spigot for vanilla Visa gift cards. You don't earn any points anymore. So rest in peace there. But would have been great right about now. You know, I've already burned through my stash because we drive quite a bit back and forth.
Yeah, definitely. Although Speedway, I feel like they always have deals come and go. Like, and so, but this is the latest one to kind of go. So hopefully they replace it with something else.
Oh, but there's some stuff in there. You can if you play around.
Yeah, but I feel like the nice thing about the vanilla Visa was that it was just so, you know, it's just you. I mean, all the stuff we're talking about that died, most of it was pretty straightforward and easy, which is, of course, why it died, right? Because enough people can hit it and deal with it that the company notices and decides to shut it down. One of the things I really miss, and again, it's one of those things that you can still do with some work, but back in the day, getting money orders from the post office using prepaid debit and gift cards was like so easy to do. You know, you just...
They were like teenagers worked at the post office, even though they weren't teenagers.
Yeah. So, but it was like coded fine to their systems and stuff like that. But then, of course, now they changed around the coding, so now you have to find the right cards, and you know, sometimes it changes. So it's not as easy as it used to be. So I really miss money orders at the post office. One thing that people, you know, there are other deals mentioned by people that they miss, like PayPal Key, self referrals from Amex, Bluebird. Obviously, most people miss Bluebird, although some people still have a Bluebird, which those are the lucky ones.
I don't know. Machine. Are they lucky if they still have to go to Walmart?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, they seem to be happy about it. So, you know, I don't want to yuck their yum, you know, Mark. They enjoy a
Bluebird. I don't want to yuck their yum yum sauce.
Yes. The Kate machine, we never had a Kate at any of my Walmarts, which...
We didn't either.
I'm glad not to have gone to Walmart that much back in the day. 5X membership rewards for all MPX. That's the Mileage Plus app. Mileage Plus X app. What is the MPX? I can't even remember at this point.
I don't know. I didn't ever want United Miles, so I was like, whatever. That was a whatever for me.
But that was a good way to double dip back in the day. Google Pay and Alliant 3% back. That was really nice, especially the Alliant. So I know a lot of people were sad when that died. Amazon payments. American Airlines mailers. I was trying to debate to myself, am I sad that they died? I kind of wish that they never existed. American Airlines like had never killed my account.
You should have just burned them quicker, and then you'd be sad.
Oh, thanks, Mark. Thanks for the tip.
If you would.
Yeah, no, I should have. No, I really should have. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you wouldn't have had like a bajillion points in your account when they shut it down, you probably wouldn't be so upset about it.
Moving on. So other things here. No annual fee for the Ameriprise Amex Platinum, PayPal cash cards.
Oh, that was a gift. I forgot about the Ameriprise Platinum, and I love that because we would just go back and forth. Like, I sign up 1 year, add my wife as an authorized user, fee free for both of us. You get all the perks and goodies, like the airline credit twice and stuff. So that was kind of like the sign up bonus. And then cancel it next year, go to her. So it was like endlessly free Amex Platinum, which was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was nice. Vanilla gift card reloads at Office Depot. I forgot that I used to do that. That was really nice.
I never got that. Yeah. Never did that.
So one. That was good. Loyal 3, Mark wrote parentheses, no idea what this is. And I will also say parentheses, no idea what this is. So Loyal 3, I don't know. Maybe we missed like the greatest deal of all, Mark.
Yeah, maybe. It was probably like only in like Memphis, Tennessee. That's the only place you could do it or something.
Hey, great town, great town. Okay, so what's this one? $200 round trip flights to Asia and Europe until Airfare Watchdog killed it. I don't know what that is.
I don't know either. I can
understand what it is via reading it, unlike Loyal 3, but I don't remember this deal, and I have FOMO that I missed out on it.
I'm guessing that there was a whole bunch of like cheap flights you could get, and then maybe it became publicized and killed it. I'm not sure. I think that was one of Marty's things. So
Marty,
you know, he's always with weird stuff.
Yeah. Well, good for him. And then the last thing, Wendy's AirTran Cup promotion, where people were dumpster diving for cups. I don't think I was in the game during this, but
no, that was like 2003, 2004. It sounds like the pudding. Remember that guy that did all the pudding?
Yeah, the pudding.
Yeah.
Yeah, how come no one put the mint coin deal?
Like, I think people did later, yeah.
Yeah, when you used to be able to like buy coins and then take a sack of coins like Scrooge McDuck to the bank.
A couple people said the Simply Miles thing where you could donate and you get 240 times, which I'm still surprised they paid out, but that was like a short-term thing. It wasn't a real like play. Sears and Toys R Us allowed buying gift cards with their gift cards. And then I think they had those gift to college cards and stuff like that.
I mean, I'm more sad as a child of the 80s. I'm just more sad that Toys R Us doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah. You can go to China and then it's there.
Oh, great. Yeah. Well, they'll probably arrest me. So.
And then IHG Point Break deals. Remember when it was they actually had good, well, one that they had it and they had good 5,000 point hotels. I would always get excited whenever that came out.
You know, we talked about, it's like we're going back in time. Like last week we talked about the daily getaways. And this week we're talking about IHG Point Breaks. You know, those are the things that like everyone got so excited about. You know, people complain about blogs writing about the same stuff all the time now. You know, back during the IHG Point Breaks deals, it's like, and you know, back then most people still use RSS readers. It's like 20 articles in a row. It's IHG Point Breaks. But, you know, it was because they were good deals back in the day. But now, you know, alas, RIP.
Yeah, it's true. I will say one more thing, like I wanted to bring up earlier. Like the post office, I always got mad when that died, the easy cards and all that, because I drive by like seven of them to go to Walmart. There's so many of them. They're everywhere. So I was mad about that. And then I always have this argument with Benji because he loves the Amex Gold personal card, 25K for four times at grocery stores. To buy, you know, Visa gift cards, stuff like that. And I'm like, well, just get the business gold. It's better if you have Speedway near you because you get four times at Speedway. You pay the same fee for the vanillas, assuming you can liquidate the vanillas. You pay the same amount and the cap is 150K. So, yeah, I mean, I know the annual fee is a little bit higher, but I think that's a better deal if you have a gas station near you, even though you don't earn points on those cards anymore. So, definitely something for people to consider.
Yeah. So lots of good deals that have gone by the wayside, but of course, lots of good deals will always come back. Stay tuned to this podcast. And also, of course, always check out milestomemories.com to see what is out there. If you have deals that we missed that you want to eulogize, check out the post and leave a comment there. We've linked it in the show notes. All right, Mark. You know, it's been good talking to you. I feel a little bit better than I did at the beginning of this podcast. You know, you've cheered me up, and I appreciate that, yes. But I think it's time to go.
We did have some good laughs, even though we were both crabby apples coming into this.
Yes. I'm a crabby Kathy, but...
And we get to actually eat lunch at lunchtime instead of trying to, like, cram it in before or, like, later after we record this.
Yeah, I got you. We're recording at like 11 a.m. in the morning, Eastern time. And Mark, since I'm on summer mode, I got your message when I woke up at 10:30.
Nice. I'm jealous. I'm surprised that, well, how late were you up until last night?
I was up to like 2.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I was going to say, I'm surprised. My body won't let me sleep in past like 8 anymore, no matter what. It's
dude, you will not believe one of my kids was still asleep when I woke up. Like
my kids, kids have been sleeping a lot this summer. I think they're growing though.
Yeah. Yes. Those growth spurts.
Yes. We need them every Every Saturday, please go through a growth spurt, please.
Yes, growth spurt, yes. All right, well, this has been the Mouse Memories Podcast. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. You can find me at As the Joe Flies all over social media. Mark, where can we find you if they want to connect with you outside of this podcast?
You can find me on Twitter at Detroit Mark. Email me, mark@milestonememories.com. Join our Facebook groups. Send me a Facebook message. Lots of ways to get a hold of me, and you can get a hold of Sean everywhere on social media at Miles to Memories. Check out the website where we post like 52.7 articles a week, something like that. Watch YouTube. If you watch YouTube in like Vegas, we have a Vegas weekly news show that's growing, and we really enjoy that. So definitely check it out. Give us a follow and a thumbs up.
Yep. And as we said at the top, you can find all other. My kids are not growing here. So yeah, it's time to end this. So, but yeah, you can find old episodes of this podcast, mtmpodcast.com, anywhere you find podcasts. And we really appreciate if you could subscribe. All right, I'm going to get out of here before it gets too loud. But thanks for talking to me, Mark. And thanks for listening, everyone. And we'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye. What if you like bleep the bleep? That would be great. Instead of leaving the bleep, it just went beep.
Yeah, I would just. It's going to be all bleeps. Don't worry. I got you. Sorry, I got to turn my fan off before I interject like random comments.
I got to prep you and then pause. Don't worry.
I'll just cut it in post. Like I just need to say it at some point. I can kind of paste it in later.
Oh, I know, but it's funny. Like whenever you see those people like giving a speech and they read it and they're like they're reading their speech and they're like pause for effect.
Yeah, Ron Burgundy. Ron Burgundy. Yeah.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.